Hi, friends. Every summer has its story. Last summer, there were so many stories with my children, Alex and Megan, so many family times and things that I wanted to hold on to and remember. I can look at the pictures now, and I remember that we were there, different places like the park, and when we traveled to Chicago, and the pool by our house, but there are specific details I wish I would have stopped and recorded and written down and kept that story. So the good news is I have another chance this summer, and so do you, to tell our story. So my plan is to use my writer's notebook this summer to capture a lot of different stories of things that are happening in the summer, moments I want to hold on to, ideas for next year that come to me on the quiet summer days. I just really want to hold on to a lot of the thoughts that come to me, but also quickly leave me. So my idea is to use my writer's notebook and try out different strategies and ideas based on what other writers, students, teachers came up with from the Sharing Our Notebook site. And I put QR codes in my notebook, and hopefully you'll be putting them in your notebook too. And you can scan the QR code when you need some inspiration. I'm also hoping that you might scan the QR codes with some of my recordings for some inspiration too. And in a way, it's like we'll still be chatting with each other. You can also use the hashtag #KidsWritingLife and send me anything that you'd want me to see and share with other kids who are writing around the world this summer too. The hashtag will kind of keep us all together, and those who would like to share their writing through social media could do that with your parents' permission, of course. So welcome to your summer writer's notebook, and I can't wait to know what your summer story will be.